It's likely Alaska Permanent Fund dividends will be roughly $1,600 this year. That's because the Senate Finance Committee's draft version of the state budget includes the same amount as the House. The Senate Committee budget would cut $98 million to fund the operations of state government from the House version of the budget. Most of those cuts would be to Medicaid. The Senate would provide funding for public schools in a separate bill by drawing $1.8 billion from permanent fund earnings. Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman says that bill should provide reassurance to schools.
It's important to note that with the adoption of this, depending upon how long our session goes, that the education community will not have to give out pink slips.
In addition to the public schools funding, another $2.7 billion would be drawn from permanent fund earnings to help pay for the budget and for permanent fund dividends. The Senate draft budget would include another $135 million for oil and gas tax credits. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon described the committee's goals during a press conference.
As you all know, Alaska has faced huge deficits. We've drawn down our savings account, and we are looking for ways to stabilize both Alaska's economy and to provide opportunities and optimism for Alaskans.
The draft budget relies on a $700 million draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the piggy bank the state has used to cover spending gaps in previous years. The education funding bill could also provide early funding for education for the year after next, but it would only do that if the House and Senate reach agreement on a long-term plan to draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. The Senate Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the budget and school funding bills tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 a.m.